Tifted, like the pasuk says, Vayikriel Moshe b'yom hashvi, that Hashem called to Moshe b'yom hashvi. Now the Gemara explains it. What does it mean? Rav Yosef Lili Sover, Rav Yosef Lili holds, Sover lo ketanakam, he holds at the Tanakama. So Yoma b'shishi b'chodesh nitnu Torah. The Torah was given on the sixth day. On Vov Sivin, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Aseret HaDibros to Klal Yisrael. Hilkach, Zeho Yomai Sa'achar Aseret HaDibros. Therefore, that this pasuk says now, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayachasei Yoron and Sheshesh Yomim, that's talking about the 6 days after the Aseret HaDibros. And then the pasuk says, Vayikra Moshe B'yom HaShvi, Mitoy Chonon, on the seventh day of the Mitzvahs Prisha, that's when Moshe went up. But these psukim are talking about Achar Aseret HaDibros. Why? The pasuk says, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayachasei Yoron Sheshesh Yomim, Le Moshe. For 6 days, the onan was there for Moshe. Vayikra Moshe B'yom HaShvi. And then on the seventh day, Hashem called up Moshe to come up to Har Sinai, Lekabula Isha Torah, to receive the rest of the Torah. Hey, it's the first on Vov Sivan, the Klal Yisrael received the Aseret HaDibros. And then 6 days, and then the seventh day later, that's when Moshe went up to Har Sinai to receive the rest of the Torah. Why does Rav Yosef really hold like this? Because he says, these Salkotai Terif, you're going to tell me, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem, Meresh Chodesh, that Pshat, this Tosek here is like Rabbi Kiva learns, that it's talking about on Meresh Chodesh 7, the first 6 days. That's when the Shekhinah was on the Har Sinai. Vayachasei Yuan and Lahar. And the Shekhinah came down means, look over at Har Sinai, that the first 6 days, the Shekhinah was on Har Sinai. Then the Pasuk says, Vayikriel Moshe B'yom HaShvi, Lekabuli Aseret HaDibros. You want to say what? That on the seventh day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe to receive the Aseret HaDibros. For the Gemara HaKiblu Lo Mishisha. But Rabbi Yosef really holds that Aseret HaDibros was given on the sixth day. So how could the Pesukim here be talking about before the Aseret HaDibros? What's Pshat the Pasuk? That the Shekhinah was there 6 days, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe on the seventh day. What did he call for on the seventh day? The Torah was given on the sixth day. On Vav V'Sivan, the Aseret HaDibros was given. So why did Hashem first call him B'yom HaShvi? He should have said Hashem called him on the sixth day. Vaita, V'akibul hu Mishisha. And Vaita V'astalak Onan Mishisha. And who Adin is a Svara to say that the Onan went away on the sixth day. Like it's a Svara to say the whole Shekhinah was only there L'kovid Har Sinai. If you say we're talking about now, if you're talking about the Shekhinah was there before the Aseret HaDibros. So why was the Shekhinah on Har Sinai? Because Hashem is going to give now the Aseret HaDibros. So it's a Svara to say as soon as Hashem gave the Aseret HaDibros, right away the Shekhinah went away. So how could you say, Vayikra Moshe B'yom HaShvi Mitoch Onan, that Hashem called to Moshe the seventh day, Mitoch Onan, Mitoch the Shekhinah. If you're telling me now it's talking about the 6 days before the Aseret HaDibros, that means the Shekhinah was only there, L'kovid the Aseret HaDibros. So on the sixth day when Hashem gave the Aseret HaDibros, that the Svara, the Shekhinah went away then. So how could the Pasuk say, U'bayem HaShvi Mitoch Onan, Hashem called Moshe on the seventh day, and the Shekhinah was still there. So therefore, the Svara is we're talking about now, the Shekhinah is not talking about Har Sinai. The first 6 days, we don't know what it was. And then Yom Vav, Hashem gave the Aseret HaDibros. Now after the Aseret HaDibros, the next 6 days, the Shekhinah was there still on Har Sinai, because Moshe needed a mitzvah prisha. Before he would go up to Har Sinai, he needed a prisha 6 days in advance. And then on the seventh day, Yom HaShvi, Mitoch Hashem called to Moshe, Mitoch Onan. That's where Rabbi Yosef really learns from these psukim. That the Torah was given on Vav, and after Vav, the Shekhinah came down another 6 days for Moshe, and on the seventh day, Hashem called to Moshe. To Rashi, Nitnu Torah that Rashi means Aseret HaDibros. Omikroa Yalfi Tamayo Tanakam Rabbi Yosef Masech the Shabbos, Perek Rabbi Kiva. We learn out the psukim in Shabbos, how you know the sixth day or the seventh day of Sivan. Now, man the Yom HaVishisha, today Nasbuk. Vachi, Vachi. Pusha, like the Gemara explains it soon. Yeah. Rabbi Yosef Lili Sov Lo Katanakama. Hilkos Rashi says, Akochoch, Shisha Yom HaVishvi, Akochich, Ach Raseret HaDibros. That's what the Pasuk says, that for 6 days the Shekhinah was there, and Hashem called Moshe the seventh day, has to be talking about 6 days after the Aseret HaDibros. O Pirish Moshe Shisha Yomim, and Moshe separated himself after the Aseret HaDibros, the first 6 days, O Vashvi on the seventh day, Nichnas Takabla Luchas. That's when Moshe really went up to Shemayim, was first on the seventh day after the Aseret HaDibros. That's where Rabbi Yosef really learns the Pshat. Rabbi Akiva, why does Rabbi Akiva say that like that? He learns that the Pasuk is talking about before the Aseret HaDibros. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva,
So about Lok Reb Yossi, Reb Akiva holds like Reb Yossi. The Yoma B'Shiva B'Chodesh Nitnu Torah. Reb Akiva holds no. On the seventh day of Sivan, that's when Hashem first gave the Aseret HaDibros to Klal Yisrael. Nitnu Torah Yisrael. Yeah, like Rashi, Reb Akiva Solok Reb Yossi Hilkach Shvi Zeh Zayin L'Chodesh Hoyim. Therefore, Reb Akiva learns the Pesukim very good that we're talking about now. Sheishes Yomim, the Shechina was on Harsinai, Lekovet Harsinai. When? From Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the first 6 days. Vayikra Moshe B'Yom HaShvi, on the seventh day, B'Toy Chonon, the Shechina was still there, because on the seventh day, that's when Hashem gave the Aseret HaDibros to Klal Yisrael, and right after the Aseret HaDibros, Moshe went straight up to Harsinai. So Hashem called Moshe on the seventh day. That's what Rabbi Kiva learns from the Psukim. And according to Rabbi Kiva, there was no Mrs. Prisha. Right after the Aseret HaDibros, Moshe went straight up to Harsinai without any Prisha. Tamar says now, Vishleim of the Rabbi Kiva, it's very good according to Rabbi Kiva. Haimu de Mishkachas, that's the way it comes out, on Mishkachas law, that Bishiva Osa Betamuz Nishtabur Haluchas. Comes out very good that after the Aseret HaDibros, Moshe went up to Harsinai for 40 days, 40 nights, and he came down on Shiva Sabatamas, and that's when he broke the Luchas. How do you have Shiva Sabatamas? Esrim v'yabod Sivan, you have 24 days left of Sivan, the Luchas were given, the Aseret HaDibros were given on Zion Sivan, so you have another 24 days left, v'shisa the Tamas, and you have 16 days of Tamas. Molulu aboyim yoimin, that's how you have a complete 40 days. To have a Bahar, that Moshe was on Harsinai, or v'shivsa v'tamuz nochis, and on the 17th day of Tammuz, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu came down, v'yosa v'tavrinu l'luchas, and that's when he saw Klal Yisrael doing the Chet Ha'egel, that's when Moshe broke the luchas. So it's good according to Rabbi Kiva, that right after Aseret HaDibros, Moshe went up to Harsinai, and he was there for 40 days. Elo l'Rabbi Yosef Glili, but according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Omar he holds, Shisha, the Prisham, that Moshe, after the Aseret HaDibros, did not go up to Shemayim. He didn't go up to Harsinai. The first 6 days, he stood downstairs. It was the Mitzvah Prisha. He was B'teich, the Shechina, that covered the onans for the first 6 days. Then he went up, Chura, then he first went up for 40 days. Is Ad Eskrim Atlas of Thomas? As you first come out, the 23rd day of Thomas should be the end of the 40 days. Is Lo Yitpaluchos. The Luchos of Chura were not broken until the 23rd day of Thomas. And we know not like that. We know that Moshe came down on Yud Zayin the Thomas, and that's when he broke the Luchos. So according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it's Akasha, and the Gemara, Omelach Rabbi Yosef Glili, Aboyim Dahar, Bahadi Shishu the Prisha. That's not Akasha. It's true. It's always said Moshe was 40 days in Harsinai. But it doesn't mean he was mamish upstairs in Shemayim for 40 days. The first 6 days of the 40 days, he was just downstairs by Harsinai. There was a mitzvah prisha. Those first 6 days, he was stammed downstairs by Terech Teshchina. And on the seventh day, that's when Hashem called him up to be in Shemayim. So really, he wasn't in Shemayim for 40 days. He was only there 33 days. It was only the first 6 days, he was with mitzvah prisha downstairs by Harsinai. Yeah. Fighter. Omar said before, Vayikra Moshe Moshe. Hashem called to Moshe. V'chol Yisrael Oimdim. That and everybody was there. Notice that Kadosh Baruch Hu told to Moshe the Aseret HaDibros, and the whole Klal Yisrael was there. It's according to Rabbi Kiva, the pshat from Vayikra Moshe B'yom HaShvi, Hashem called to Moshe means he told the Aseret HaDibros to Moshe. Even though the whole Klal Yisrael was there. Still, it will have nothing covered. L'Moshe, as if Hashem was only talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mar Mesayda l'Rebbe Lezer. This is a riot to Rebbe Lezer. The Yom Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says, "Vayikra Moshe Moshe." Hashem called to Moshe. V'chol Yisrael loimdim, and the whole Klal Yisrael was also standing there. B'shach the Aseret HaDibros. V'loibu akosev el lachalik lekovet l'Moshe. The pasuk is only coming to give like covet to Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though Hashem was talking to the whole Klal Yisrael, still the pasuk says Vayikra Moshe to give covet special a covet to Moshe Rabbeinu. But really, this was by the Aseret HaDibros, like Rabbi Akiva Shita to the whole Klal Yisrael. Meitzvei Avikasha. Pasuk it says Koil Loi Koil Elov. The pasuk could have said the word Loi, and instead it says the word Elov. So with Hashem for this Moshe Shoma VeChol Yisrael Loi Shoma. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, the Koil, even though it was a loud Koil, only Moshe was able to hear it. Nobody else. That's the theory. Here was saying by the Aseret HaDibros, Hashem spoke to Moshe, But not only did Moshe hear it, but the whole Klal Yisrael heard it. And here it's Mashma, whenever Hashem spoke to Moshe, it says, Elov, only Moshe was able to hear and nobody else. So Rashi says, Kel loy kel Elov. The Pasuk says in Ban Midbar Zayin, Vayishma esa kel medaber Elov. Now, loy hoyo yochel oimer. The Pasuk could have said, Vayishma esa kel medaber loy. Why does it say Elov? Uksiv medaber Elov. The Lamdacha to teach us, She'elov levado hoyo nimshach kel. Only was Moshe able to hear the kel. V'yoyo moyed. Mishukam ha-mishkan. Once Hashem spoke to Moshe through the Kaparis, nobody else was able to hear, only Moshe. So the kasher is, whenever Hashem spoke to Moshe, only Moshe could hear and not the rest of Klal Yisrael. And here by the Aseret HaDibros was saying, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Moshe, as though was saying it means that everybody heard. So what's the Stira? And the Gemara Poshet Lekashem. Ha'avitsina ha'abaya moyit. By Har Sinai, when Hashem gave the Aseret HaDibros, true, Hashem was speaking to Moshe, but then the whole Klal Yisrael could hear it also. Mashenkin, once Hashem spoke to Moshe in the Ayah Mayid, that's the Pasuk says, a love, only Moshe was able to hear, and nobody else. The Ibai Yisrael, another Teretz is, Lekasha, Abikriya, Abidibur. When it says, Lashon Kriya, Vayikra, then everybody could hear. Over there in Banmib, it says, Lashon Vayadabra, Hashem, a love. There, Vayadabra, that's only to Moshe and to nobody else. Rabbi Zrika Rami. Kroy, he asked the Kash, he asked the Spirit when they psuk him, came with the Rebbe Lezer, in front of Rebbe Lezer. For Yamrilon, some say, Omer Rebbe Zrika. Rebbe Zrika said that Rebbe Lezer Rami, Rebbe Lezer asked the question. Ksiv, one pasuk says, V'lo yocho Moshe lovoy eloy yomoyit. In last week's Pashim, Pekudah, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot come into the yomoyit. Why? Ki shochin olavonin. Because the Shechina was there, therefore Moshe would not come into the yomoyit. Well, Ksiv, another pasuk says, we just said here, Vayova Moshe b'teich onen, that Moshe did come in b'teich hashchina. Skorot sestira. One pasuk says, Moshe would not go, and here it says Moshe did go. Malamit to teach us. Yeah. Vayova Moshe, so skorot sestira. Sev the Gemara. Malamit, she'tofsu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a grab hold of Moshe, ve'aviyu bonen. His machmas Moshe zanivus, Moshe held he was not right to go in the Makam Shechina. He couldn't go where the Shechina was. But HaKadosh Baruch himself had to grab Moshe and bring him into the oil. Vayta the Rabbi Yishmael Tana. Nema kan betoich. Here it says betoich. V'nema lahalan betoich. What's the two betoich? It says here, Vayov v'yavoyim b'nei Yisrael betoich hayom. That Klal Yisrael came betoich hayom. And here also it says, that v'yikriyo Moshe v'yom ashri mitoich honen. So, we learn out. Ma lahalan, just like over there, by Kriyas Yamsuf, Shvil, they walked through their own special roads. The Siv Amayim Lehem Choyma, Izavkan Shvil was a special road for Moshe to pass through to go into the Yonan. Vayikro El Moshe. Now, Baal Pasha, Vayikro El Moshe, Vayadabra Shemelov, Lomo Hiktim Kriyla Dibur. How come in the beginning of Pasha's Vayikro, it starts off from Vayikro Hashem? Vayikrael Moshe, the Pasuk says, then Vayadaber Hashem Elov, then Hashem spoke to him. So why does this first say Vayikra and then Vayadaber? Vayikrael Moshe Vayadaber. Is Loma Hiktim Kriyla Dibur? Why does it say Vayikra before Dibur? Is Limda Tera Derech Eretz. The Tera teaching us Derech Eretz. Good manners. Shelo Yoymer Odem Dibur Lachaveroi, somebody should not go to talk to his friend, Elim Ken Kareyu. Unless first you called him. Hey, make sure you get his attention first. First call him, and then you can talk to him. Is Messiah the Rabbi Chanina. So right to Rabbi Chanina. The Yom Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says, Lo yeymar odom dobo lechaveroi, somebody should not say something to his friend, elim ken kureyu, and lemer, until you first call him, and then tell him, I want to talk to you. Yeah. Kureyu. Now, elim ken kureyu, unless you call him first. Then the prophet says, lemer. Says Vayikrael Moshe Vadaver Hashem Elov Miyoyah Moed Lamer. Says Lamer to say over to other people. Is Omer Rebbe that Omer Rebbe Mnas Musiyah Rebbe Rava that Minayin. How do we know? Li Oimer Dov Lechaveroi. If somebody tells you something, Shuba Bal Yoimer Tresant that is Mama Shalav. You're not allowed to tell it over to somebody else. If I tell you something, Poshut means where you know I'm Makbid that I'm telling you something I want only you to know. I don't want you to tell it to anybody else. But if I tell you something, there's a Baal Yom, there's a law not to tell it over to somebody else. Ad Sheyoyim Alei Lech Emer. unless the person tells you yes, you can tell it to somebody else. Shenema, the pasuk says here, for yadaber Hashem elav miyoyu moyid lemer. Hashem spoke to Moshe, and then Hashem said lemer. What does lemer mean? That you're allowed to tell it over to other people. Michlal de tava, you're allowed to tell it over to other people. But without the word lemer, you would not be allowed to tell it over to somebody else. So if somebody tells you something, you're not allowed to tell it over to somebody else, unless he gives you a shus to tell it to somebody. How Kopan the Mor says now, Michlal de tava yosvir lohu miluyim. Kol ha-kosev ben ma-kevhen. He's both Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish both hold that whatever it says in the Pashas of Miluyim, those were the 7 days before the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, before the Shemini, that Aaron HaKohen did the first Avodah, those 7 days, whatever the Torah says there, by the Miluyim, is Likuva. The Yitmar, Miluyim, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina, Chadom HaKol HaKosev Ben Ma'akev Ben, V'Chadom Har, Dover HaMa'akev L'Doros Ma'akev Ben. Abishain Makav Adaris ain't Makaben. Staka Machlaikis. That one man the other says whatever mitzvah the Torah says about the Miluyim was Likuva. That means if they didn't do it, it was possible. And one says no. Only mitzvahs that are Nagail Adaris for the future generations, that then it's Likuva. If you don't do it, the carbon is possible. Who are then by the Miluyim also? If it wasn't done, it would be possible. But something Ladaris, the mitzvah Ladaris, we'll soon see which mitzvahs, that is not Likuva. Who are then by Miluyim was also not Likuva. So Mor says, Tistayim Rabbi Yechon Udiyomar, Kol HaKosu Ben Ma'akevhen. How bring your right, Rabbi Yechon is the one that says, anything that it says in the mitzvah of Miluyim was Likuva. What's the Raya? Because before, on the blot before we had, that Rosh Lakish asked the Kasha to Rabbi Yechon, that Midiyomar Le Rosh Lakish, to Rabbi Yechon, Rosh Lakish asked the Kasha to Rabbi Yechon before, that according to you, Rabbi Yechon, you're learning out, that just like there was a mitzvah prisha 7 days by the Miluyim, who are there now Mishnah? The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to be purished 7 days in advance. That's what Rabbi Yechon and Shita. We learn out the mitzvah prisha by Yom Kippur from the Miluyim. Now Rosh Lakish yes to Kashat Rabbi Yechon, if so, ima Miluyim. If you're learning out from the Miluyim, just like by all the mitzvahs of the Miluyim, Kol HaKosu Ben Ma'akeven, any mitzvah that it said there in the Parshas of Miluyim is Likuva if you didn't do it. There was possible. That was Rosh Lakish's kasha. What was his kasha then? So, Abizoy, by Yom Kippur also, it should be Likuva, that if the Kohen was not purist 7 days in advance, he can't be a Kohen Gadol. And the kasha was the Mishnah's mashma, not like that, because the Mishnah says, Mesakin Eloi, that we separate another Kohen, but it doesn't say we do a Mrs. Prisha by the second Kohen. Mashma, the first Kohen becomes Tomei, we use the second Kohen, even though there was no Mrs. Prisha. So that was Rosh Lakish's kasha, you can't learn out from the Miluyim. Because if you do learn out from the Miluyim, everything should be Likuva, just like it was there. And the Gemara before, V'loi Kamahadalei, Rabbi Yechon didn't answer back anything. V'loi Midi, he didn't answer anything back. It's the Stayim. So Sarai, Rabbi Yechon was masking to the Kasha. Like, true, I'm masking to you, whatever it says by the Miluyim is Likuva. That's what Rosh Lakish says, you can't learn out from the Miluyim. I, what's that Kapshan Rabbi Yechonin? Why does Rabbi Yechon learn out from the Miluyim? I, by the Miluyim, if the Kohen Aaron wasn't Purish, his Avodah was possible. And by Yom Kippur was saying, even if he's not Purish, the Avodah is kosher. So the Ritva speaks out, that's not a kasha. When you learn out one thing from another thing, you don't have to learn out all the dinim. Just like over there is Likuva, here also is Likuva. No, by the Miluyim Taka was Likuva. But by Yom Kippur, we're only learning out the mitzvahs, it's a mitzvah. That lechatchila, the Kohen Gadol should be purish 7 days in advance. But for the Eved, if he wasn't purish 7 days in advance, the Avodah is still kosher. So Mor says, now my benayu, what's the machlokes between this machlokes Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina says, you know what's makiv by the Miluyim? Only things that are makiv l'doris. But something that's not makiv l'doris is not makiv then. What's the difference? Omer Rabbi Yosef, Semicha ike benayu. And that's the meaning of mitzvah smicha. That leman the yomer kol hakosu ben ma'akeven smicha makva. According to Rabbi Yechon, any mitzvah that's said in the pasha of the Shemini Shomaluyim, which by his korban there was a mitzvah smicha, he's supposed to put yeh on top of the animal, it's the kuva there. Mashenkein leman the yomer dover shein makav odoris ein makav behen is smicha loy makva. The man the yomer says no, any mitzvah to doris is not likuva was not likuva then the shas the meluyim. Or Ladurus Minolan, how do we know that Ladurus, for now, afterwards, that whenever there was a mitzvah smicha, there's only a mitzvah, you're supposed to do it.
But if the Bailam was not stomach, did not put his hand on top of the korban, how do we know the korban is still kosher? How do we know Takad loy makfa? The Tanya we learned. The pasuk says v'somach v'nirtza. The Bailam, when he brings a korban, the korban oilo, he's supposed to put his hand with all his weight on top of the animal. V'nirtza, then he has his kapara. V'chismicha d'gemara v'chismicha mechaperes. Like it says, v'somach v'nirtza. Mashba, right after smicha, yav your kapara, yav your forgiveness. For the Gemara, that's true. V'chismicha mechaperes. V'aloy ein kapara ela b'dam. We know the ikka kapara of a korban is this rikas adam. After the shchita, you make the kabbalah adam, and when the kohen puts the dam on the mizbeach, that's the Gemara kapara. So how come the pasuk says v'somach v'nirtza? Right after you make smicha, you put your hands with all your weight on top of the animal, on top of the korban, to say yav your kapara. Shenema, because we know it's only with the dam, what the pasuk says. Ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. It's with the dam that you have yikapura. So v'zoyu matam loy mevasomach v'nirtza. How come the pasuk says here by smicha v'nirtza mashma you have yikapura right away? That means to say like this. Shem also le smicha shure mitzvah. If somebody made smicha like shure mitzvah means a leftover of like the shurayim of a mitzvah. In other words, like he didn't do the mitzvah. Shurayim, the leftover of the mitzvah. Is malal b'kosev kilo loychipper v'kipper. It's as if the Torah is saying you don't have a kapara, but you do have a kapara. What does that mean? That means even though there's a mitzvah to do smicha, that's by kochim we say when the Torah says the mitzvah once, it's a mitzvah. You're supposed to do it. So if you didn't do it, you don't have a complete kapara because you didn't do what you're supposed to do. But a kopon of a chipper, you do have a kapara because it's not likuva. By kochim it's only likuva if the Torah says something two times. The Torah only says it once, we say a new agdara. It's a mitzvah to do it, but if you don't do it, you still have your kapara. So that's this pshat for somach v'nirti, you should know. If you don't make semicha, you don't have a complete kapara, but I call upon him a kapara you do have. Like Rashi says, shiure mitzvah, tap Rashi, kolaymar, shaloychosh lechoshiv oisom, mitzvah loysomach. Let's say somebody made semicha, like he's shirayin, left over the mitzvah. It's not choshiv in his eyes. He didn't go to do the mitzvah smicha. He did not put his hand with all his weight on top of the korban. So we say, kilu lo kippur, min amufkur, means he doesn't have a complete korban, the best type of a korban. But akopon of the kippur, kudarmina bezvachim, kippur legavra, the person does have a kapora. The ikka kapora badam, because the main thing that gives you a kapora from your korban is the blood. Avo, lo kippur nami, means shlakaya mitzvah kainam min amufkur. Just means you didn't do the mitzvah the best way, the way you were supposed to. So that's the pasuk v'samach v'nirtza. That even you have a kapara, that means even without smicha, you have the kapara, but you don't have the complete, it's not a mitzvah min amukhor. But I call upon him, it's not likuva. So that's not nafkamina. According to Rabbi Chanina, just like l'doris, if somebody doesn't make smicha, the korban is to kosher, who would then by the muluyim also. If Aaron HaKohen didn't make smicha on the first shmini shamaluyim, the korban would also be kosher. But according to Rabbi Yechon, it's not like that. Rabbi Yechon says, anything that says by the Pashas of Meluyim was Likuva. We have Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Tenufa. Another Nachmina is the mitzvah Tenufa. That you're supposed to pick up the meat, you, the Bailam and the Kohen. Ike Benayim. That Laman the Yom, according to Rabbi Yechon, Kol HaKosev Ben Makev Ben is Makfa. According to Rabbi Yechon, if Aaron HaKohen wouldn't make the mitzvah tenufa, would not pick up the pieces of meat, the korban we puzzle. But according to Rabbi Chanina, Loman the Yomer, that Dovah Shein Makav L'Doiris, Ein Makav Hem, any mitzvah that's not likuva later generations, was not likuva them b'shastim luyim, is Loi Makva, Etaka would not be puzzle, the korban would still be kosher. For the Gemara L'Doiris, we know Loi Makva, how do we know this Yisoid? That's L'Doiris. If you don't do the mitzvah tenufa, still the korban is kosher. The Tanya, the pasuk says, "Letenufa lechaper." Make the tenufa, pick up the pieces of meat, and with that, you'll have your kapara, have your forgiveness. For the Gemara, "V'chi tenufa mechaperes." Does the tenufa make the kapara? For loyen kapara el adam. We know the yikar kapara you get from the korban is with the zrikas adam. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Ki adam hu benefesh chaper." It's with the dam you have your kapara. Habizoya matam loyem letenufa lechaper. How come the pasuk says by tenufa ninyo of kapara? It means the same thing. If somebody makes this mitzvah tenufa like Yishurayim, leftover part of the mitzvah, it's not so choshev in his eyes. As if to say, if somebody does not do the tenufa, is malal b'kosev, the pasuk tells you, kilo lo kippur v'kippur. True, he doesn't have a kapara mitzvah min amuvchur. he didn't bring the korban the best way the way you're supposed to, but v'akopon of the chiper, you still have your kapara. So that's how we know luduris. If you don't do the mitzvah tenufam, you still have your kapara. So according to Rabbi Chanina, who are them by the meluyim? If Aaron HaKohen did not do the mitzvah tenufa, the korban would still be kosher. All right, we'll stop here.